So here we are. It's Edinburgh, which means it's starting to rain. It means that new shows are still arriving. And I've noticed that Brighton Fringe, in May, this was happening too. People aren't playing the whole run. They're playing the run that suits them, you know, and actually that's good. There's an urgency about the age. Questions are being asked. I just downloaded an app that lets me smell who we need to review, if only. I'm joined by...
Luke Leafield.
And...
Lily Smith.
Okay, and this show's called...
Noza, colon, the startup musical. Okay, but you don't say the colon.
Okay, you don't. Okay, I'm not going to say the colon, but I'm going to ask you what the show's about.
It's a satirical musical comedy about an app that sends smells, not emojis.
Now, what does that mean for people that are going, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm sure your listeners are very bright, but it doesn't actually work. But in the play, it does work. Yeah. And
I suppose I'm asking, what does that mean for society? What would be the impact of that?
I'll let Lily answer that.
Okay, come on, Lily.
Well, as we're using digital technology more and more, people are kind of starting to get quite isolated, especially when you can spend your whole life online and think that you're having a kind of real life experience when actually all you've done is stick a load of hashtags on something and pretend that you're happy when you're often not. One of the kind of things that we were interested in is like where technology will be in probably about 5 or 6 years' time. So we started thinking about silly things that would be like a kind of elevated way of playing with like technology. So, technology, which is why we came up with the idea of sending a smell through an app.
But the reality is that people would be sending farts to each other. Yeah. That's the reality of what the app would be.
And actually, you know, because I'm interested in this field, it's the reality, maybe a little bit ahead of its time, of soon we're going to be sending feelings directly into people's heads too, aren't we? This singularity that everyone's talking about. You're imagining the beginning of that, aren't you?
Well, I think the interesting thing about the smell thing is that there are, when we started researching it, we then found that there's money has been invested in companies that are trying to do this kind of thing, where basically they've got to figure out how to turn a smell into something that can be code and then can be replicated. And money has been invested in it, and no one can do it because it's really hard, which is quite interesting because we can do most things now. But you're right, probably at the time when we can get inside people's brains and just transmit, I don't know, like feelings, like the essence of what's going on. Will have cracked smell as well.
As a piece of theatre, musical theatre, how did this get made and written?
Well, to be totally honest with you, Paul, Luke and I thought that it would be a really fun experiment to try writing a musical musical, because we're two people that don't hugely enjoy the genre as it stands. Like, I like a lot of traditional musicals, but I kind of handpick them. But there's something about when people use song to kind of mine showcase their inner like emotional state, which we were like, we can play with that, especially obviously because we're trying to do stuff with technology as well and send smells and make people feel things and pull out feelings that you wouldn't necessarily show. So yeah, we kind of went approach it from the point of view of, we're two people who don't really enjoy the musical genre, how can we play with it and have some fun with it? And luckily, Luke writes a cracking pop song and it kind of all comes together. Yeah.
We'll follow you around for a month with a sort of hidden camera. How do you write a cracking pop song?
It sounds really hippy dippy. I kind of feel like songs write themselves. So once you've got, certainly the way that I write, so once you've got an idea of what the lyrics are going to be, so I'd start with that, then it's like the melody's already appeared in my head. Like, I don't have to like carve it out.
So did the show grow out of the songs that were written first?
No, we came up with a story together.
Right.
So we sort of like wrote the general outline of the story together. Lily went away and wrote the script, and then we were like, where does this need to be punctuated with songs? So it's like a song kind of... The songs in our musical kind of act as a bit of a wrap-up for what's just happened, and then maybe push things on to where it's next going to go. Rather than in some musicals...
Yeah. Oh! With coffee arriving as we speak. Yeah. This is the Edinburgh Fringe.
Yeah. One of the things... Yeah, Lily said we don't really like musicals. One of the things I don't like about musicals is that I find it really hard to follow lyrics. And when you go to a traditional musical where like the songs kind of exist, they don't just rap at what's just happened. You need to be able to hear what's going on to understand what's happening. And I can't concentrate on it, or I can't hear the lyrics. There's something in my brain that doesn't work. So musicals get a bit lost on me. And I usually don't really like the style of music. And I don't really like how cheesy they are.
Yeah. But what I'm hearing is you've written musical theatre.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. And I think it's kind of like we didn't know loads about the genre, but in coming to the Fringe, and also like in doing our research beforehand, we now know, like, we've now kind of like seen there are so many different ways to approach story and song and mix the two in between. Yeah. Ours is very much like the songs like punctuate the yeah. The
so,
drama.
So yeah. There's the script, there's the songs. What's a typical rehearsal looking like?
A typical Stress. Rehearsal Stress. Is should be sponsored by Doodle, which is the kind of like little online
scheduling.
Scheduling app.
Finding when everyone's free at the same time.
Trying to find seven people in the same place at the same time is impossible.
Okay. I think we
I think we did about three rehearsals with everyone there, and usually we'd be reading in for one or two people.
Okay.
Yeah. So the best thing about Edinburgh is like that us all spending 2 weeks together and no one has anything else to do. So it's a miracle really that we're all in the same place for this period of time.
Yeah. But also the nature of it, you know, there are tight musicals and theatre that need everyone in the room, but I've seen some really good work here where it's the nature of it. It sort of emerges, you stitch it together.
Yeah.
There's an energy around music that's a bit like that too.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't all have to be... It doesn't mean it's a bad show that you weren't all in the same room together.
No, I hope not. And it's kind of... It's nice. We've done a lot of kind of... we did some character work and bits and pieces like you would do normally when you're building up a show. We wanted people to be able to do their own thing with it, but like we've never really put on a live show before, anything that's this big with this many moving parts. And it's just you write a script, you pack as many jokes in as you can, and then people take those jokes in eight different directions and you're like, right, okay,
yeah.
Now it's a living, breathing thing.
And, yeah.
With the mind.
I just think the interesting thing about this genre is people have so many different expectations. Like it's not, I think what we've written is more a comedy with songs rather than like being a musical. Yeah. So it kind of, like people turn up expecting all kinds of different levels of polish. And we've got a mix of, we've got some all round very talented actors in the show. Then we've got a couple of people who do comedy, and then we've got like people that have office jobs. So like the everyone's really good and we're really proud of the show, but the standard of what everyone brings to it is like really different. Like,
want synergy where all that joins up to
yes.
something that's
oh we love synergy
apart.
We love synergy, but it's like we're not like six trained it's not six trained musical theatre people on stage, which I think is really it's really fun.
I'm imagining the possibilities that, you know, our new reviewing is that, you know, we go and see shows and you either get a smell of shit coming through the computer if we didn't like it, and there's lovely roses if it was a good one. So I'm imagining the possibilities. As a writer, are you a technophile or a technophobe?
Oh, I'm a technophile. I work in a lot of kind of tech startups and that kind of thing. Can I just give a shout out really quickly to the EdFringe app, which has made planning this festival absolutely seamless.
Right.
It's such a nice little bit of tech. But yeah, I think you've kind of got to be on top of all that stuff if you want to talk about it.
Can I give a little shout out to iFringe, the other app you may not have seen, that's seamless
true.
Too, and has got these interviews on it
yes.
as well that you can listen to as you go along the street. Finally then, what is your non-PR, not using the word amazing, invitation for people to come and see this show at the Fringe? I'm going to let you both answer.
I think it's, aside from... It's funny because we talk about being like this tech thing and having this smell thing and everything else. It's got like some tech jokes, but really it's an LGBT love story with lots of lovely characters, and it's funny and it's witty, but it's also good hearted and it's fun for like the family. So it's got like, I think it leaves you with a nice feeling.
And?
Well, my thing is, the main debate that we had when we were trying to work out the end of our show was, do we leave them on a laugh? Or do we have the audience leave singing a song? And I think what we ended up with, and what I really hope works, is that we leave them with like a song in their head and a nice warm feeling. So,
and maybe a smell in their nose.
Yeah, a fart.
Oh, in fact, if you don't mind, really quickly, we also collaborated with an Edinburgh-based perfumer called Joram Studios, a lovely guy called Ewan who creates his own smells, and very kindly donated some perfumes that he kind of created from scratch for us to perfume the theatre. So at the very least, we've got one nice smell in there.
And if you're in Edinburgh, you can go sniff them for yourself in Jenner's. He's got a pop-up in the Jenner's.
But just extracting the value from the advert there too, it sounds like it's immersive too.
Oh, it's so immersive, but I don't want to be too PR-y about it, but yeah.
Thanks for talking to Fringe Review.